Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So New York City got hit with some nonstop rain. It was pretty bad. This was from Tropical Storm Ophelia, and it's been some of the worst rain that they've seen since Hurricane Ida in 2021. If you remember, people drowned in basement apartments because they were kind of caught off guard, and they thought their home was dry. They didn't realize that water would seep down. And so Mayor Eric Adams has issued a shelter in place. People are a little concerned that it kind of happened hours after the water. You see, sadly, you see a lot of water and rushes of it and subways getting soaked. But he has issued a warning. New York City emergency Twitter accounts had been warning about the rain on Thursday, but it wasn't until after rush hour on Friday morning that emergency alerts were actually sent to residents' phones. Adams, they said, did not make an appearance until 11 a.m. They said he was at a fundraiser thrown by friends of Eric Adams. Donations were about $2,100 a pop. So they thought that maybe he was partying last night. I don't want to surmise that. But mind you, with what happened in Maui, you need warnings being sent out hours before it necessitates the need. 23 million people are right now under flood warning across the tri-state area. Entire streets of Brooklyn were being told are underwater. The New York City subway is almost entirely suspended. Buses in Brooklyn had to take on water. They tried to wade through the floods. But, yeah, the subway, you see people trying to go through the subway, it is just completely flooded. And this was some pretty bad rain. Of course, people are concerned that, you know, what is going to happen with this next winter. But during a press conference on Friday, Mayor Adams was grilled about why he didn't speak up sooner. The mayor responded to saying his deputies were dealing with the situation. He said leadership is not only the mayor. That's kind of an interesting comment, but I don't want to go into that right now. Social media said a little late here, buddy. Too little, too late. Meteorologists were worried about the storm, but y'all decided to wing it this morning once again. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of, you know, Mayor Eric Adams, I don't really know much about him. I don't live in New York. I know if you are going to be the mayor of a city like that, you better know what you're doing. You better be ready. He has echoed a lot of his frustration because he had said that he had done, made great progress, great strides until the migrant crisis. And now if there's high homelessness, if there's lack of resources for underserved, he's frustrated because it's going to reflect on him. He might not get reelected when there's an issue with the border. And I think people have been kind of blaming everybody but Biden. So New York City being flooded, not a big, shall we say, surprise were some of these storms, unfortunately, with, you know, being sea level or yes. And what you want to say, we're seeing pictures of buses get flooded with water. I mean, it's crazy. It was a lot of water dumped. And it's like here in the Southwest, we could use a little more water. And the downpour is expected to continue into Saturday. It's going to soak the tri-state area. National Weather Service is calling it dangerous, life-threatening, extending a flood watch from 2 a.m. on Friday through the night. Commissioner of New York City's Office of Emergency Management, Zach Iskel, said it was the wettest day we've had since Hurricane Ida swept the city. Excuse me. So please be safe. Keep in mind, just because your home looks dry, it might not be immune to flooding. Flooding carries a lot of dirt, pathogens, mayhem. Anything you need to protect, get out. of that house or put it in a waterproof sort of safe. And keep in mind that public transportation is limited. So we are in an El Nino year. El Nino means a milder hurricane season. But it could have different ramifications on the Pacific side of things, as well as winter. And so fall has begun. I think we're now officially into fall. And they say the winter will be the first in a few years to feel the effects of El Nino. We've had El Nina or La Nina years for the last few years. CNN says El Nino was one of three phases of the El Nino Southern Oscillation. It tracks water temperature changes in the equatorial Pacific Ocean that can have rippling effects on weather patterns around the globe. The El Nino phase occurs when these ocean temperatures are warmer than normal for an extended period. This year's El Nino began in June. So it is expected to have a very, very strong winter go well into the spring. El Nino's cooler counterpart, La Nina, played a huge role in the last three winters. South was kept dry. West received a lot of much-needed snow. So what do they think the winter could look like? They say no two El Nino winters are the same, but many have temperature and precipitation trends. One of the major reasons is the position of the jet stream. It often sits south during an El Nino winter. This shift will bring wetter and cooler weather to the south. The north will become drier and warmer. They say the jet stream is essentially a river of air that storms flow through. They can move across the south with increased frequency during an El Nino winter. More storms mean more precipitation, apparently from the southern plains southeast. So Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi could have much needed moisture, but they could also have flooding. Cooler weather and more frequent precipitation could increase chances for freezing rain, sleet, snow to fall in the south. El Nino is usually a milder winter for the north. From the Pacific Northwest to the Rockies, Plains, and Midwest, individual storms can still form. Still, there is still going to be cold. There is still going to be heavy snow, but less frequent. So El Nino always seems to be a little bit more protective for most of the U.S., especially from an Atlantic hurricane storm season, as well as a northern winter. But the South could have extreme levels and changes. So El Nino patterns are also less regular in California, the Southwest, and the Northeast. So there could be a change in the frequency of storms, a change in the amount of precipitation. So, you know, weather changes, climate changes. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now. now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. So I don't know if you guys have seen the headlines every single day now for the past couple years where we don't have enough money to retire. How much money do you need to retire? People's retirement accounts have plummeted in the last few years with the stock market and our ability to take care of ourselves when we're older is drastically shrinking. There's not going to be enough money. There won't be enough Social Security. There won't be enough Medicare. We don't have enough children that are making babies to help put in tax dollars or supporting us. And it's going to be a cluster and a seventh. And I'm really sick and tired of seeing these headlines. And it's kind of depressing. But they are making a point. I talk to my friends all the time. And most of my friends are wealthier than me. None of us. I have not met anybody that feels like they can retire. Now, I'm a workaholic. I plan to work as long as I can. But a big part of that is I don't think I'll ever be able to stop working. To have enough money where gas in California is almost $7 a gallon. You know, at some point, whatever you think you have, it's going to be completely overblown by inflation. And this 3% inflation, I'm seeing things up 20, 30, 40, 50%. So what do you do? Okay, well, I like to, rather than just bitch and complain, I like to do something. I like to feel like I'm doing something. So I told you that we have a spending pandemic. What we spend on, I would have never considered spending on when I was younger. You know, I have conversations with my kids about living on their own and what they could afford. I never had to pay for a phone, Wi-Fi, cable. All I needed to do was rent a room so I had a bed, maybe a place to put my VCR so I could take Melrose Place, because I really love Melrose Place, pay for power, water, whatever I had to, and feed myself. And I didn't have a car because I walked everywhere until I finally was able to buy a car. And it was pretty simple. Now, if you're trying to live on your own, the expenses are astronomical. Well, now you almost have to have a phone. Telling somebody, well, don't spend money on a phone service or buy a phone, everybody expects they're able to reach you. Your employers do. Everybody expects you to be able to access email. So you have to have a computer of some sort. You have to be able to check your email. You have to be able to have that sort of service. And so things are starting to get more and more expensive. So I read this article. This is interesting. You know the guy from Shark Tank, Kevin O'Leary? He says this is what you have to save. If you, let's say, are making 60 grand a year, the amount of your salary you need to save so you could have about $1.5 million in retirement in your 401k is you need to be setting aside 15% of your income. So what, 15% of 60,000, 10 is 6, 9. $9,000, if you're making 60,000 a year, should be going each year into retirement. Now, 15% is a lot of money. Now, he says, if for those people groaning, saying, but I don't have 9 grand of my 60 grand to put away, I need to live on that money, he says, stop buying all that stupid stuff you're buying. Now, rent has gone up. Food has gone up. Gas, electric cars are expensive. Your power bill is going up. So it isn't that easy for some. But if you do just stop and rethink. So as we go into the weekend, sit down with the family and just take a look at some of the crap you guys are spending. Sorry, I got hair coming in. Look at some of the crap you guys are spending and look at what you might be able to turn around and save. How much waste are you guys doing? You need to look at the waste. So one thing that really gets me mad is I'll buy a bunch of bottled water because I want the family to drink a lot of water. And then you will see a bottle of water like this. You'll see tons of these around the house. Now, I don't want to drink. I mean, I share food with my kids and husband and all that, but I don't know if there's backwash in this. So we throw these things out. How many of these? Okay, maybe I'll just buy, you know what? Drink from the sink. Put a filter in there. I could stop buying these things. There's ways to have filtered water. Rewear clothes. Rewear Wednesday. I rewear clothes. This is a rewear. Do I really need a new outfit all the time? I don't really plan on buying any new clothes the rest of the year. And if my friends don't like it, they don't have to be my friends. I don't really think they care. I'm going to wear what fits. I'm going to wear what I have. Go through your closet. There's probably stuff in there that you really can wear. And if you're too fat for some of the clothes, do what I do. I try to lose the weight so I can wear them. I'm not going to buy bigger clothes. I'm going to lose the weight so I can get back in them. Mind you, I can't get into my skinny jeans. That's probably a goal I might never, ever get to because I got my high school jeans still in my closet. Won't be able to wear them. But, you know, exercise. You want to save money, exercise. You'll eat less. And you'll fit into some of your other clothes. Do you really need to dye your hair that often? No. Do you have to dye your hair every 4 weeks? Can you stretch it out to 6 weeks? What about your nails? I let my nails now grow out. So there are things you can do to stretch things out. In terms of gas, Do all four of you use vehicles? And why isn't anybody carpooling? If you could carpool, carpool. But the key to anything in terms of our future is there's going to be unpredictability. And if you think you're going to have a few hundred thousand in the bank and that's going to carry you until you're 90, think again. Now, somebody said, yeah, but life expectancy is going down. Okay, it's going down because you have a lot of younger people dying from fentanyl overdoses, and you know, maybe COVID was added to that, or accidents and crime. But you know, you might live till 90. So if you think your $200,000 that you have saved up when you were 62 is going to be enough, it's not going to be enough. So you need to relook at how you're spending. You know, we make fun of old people doing the blue light special, eating dinner at 4 p.m., right? We make fun of older people all the time. You know, when they give a gift, it might be $5. And they're like, okay, well, grandma's cheap. Grandpa's cheap. They're being smart. They only have X amount of money, and they don't have income coming in. And people like me, Gen X, I can't rely that Social Security is going to be able to support and manage the price of what rent is going to be later. And so, if you don't have to eat prime time and you can take advantage of a special, do so. Coupon. Why aren't we couponing? I remember my mom would be religious with coupons. I think it's ridiculous to spend money on something that you don't have to. If there are apps that'll give you free coffee today because it's coffee day, go ahead and download the app. Why spend on that coffee? And what you need to do is you need to write down and look at all the money you saved. Did you really have to order an appetizer when you went out to eat? Did you really have to order a cocktail? If you just had water in the meal, you probably cut your bill almost in half. Did you really need to eat dessert? You know, take a look at what you're spending on. I have Netflix, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, Apple TV. Do I watch shows all the time? No, I don't. Do I really need to have all those streaming services? Go through and look at what you're spending on. And if you could take that money and put it in a piggy bank or a mutual fund. The bonds now are, what, 3.6%? So not as good as they once were. But as long as there's inflation, your I-bonds can still give you something. But another thing is it's the squirreling away. I told you guys that when we were really screwed during the recession, our emergency money that I had to use for the family and for other things and to pay my staff came from my asking Treasury Direct to just automatically withdraw from my bank account and put into a small bond. So by the time I looked at it, we had a few thousand dollars that was already collected over a year or two. Some of your banks or your Treasury Direct or your 401s, they have that automatic withdrawal. It allows you to store up. When it comes to Christmas time, do you really have to buy everybody in the family a present? Secret Santa. Save money. Secret Santa's fine. You don't need to have a present from aunt and uncle and grandma and grandpa and all the cousins. Do a Secret Santa. That's easy. Do potluck. Potlucks are great. It's football season. Football season saves you a lot of money. Everybody brings some food. Kids can play outside, whatever. Football's on. You don't necessarily have to spend a lot of money. But the idea of squirreling away and being prepared, and from as a doctor, one of the biggest things that blows everybody away and throws them for a loop is a medical issue. So plan that you might have a medical issue. Make sure you have a rainy day fund. Take care of your health. Understand that Medicare and Social Security might not always be there. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Dianne Feinstein, who became California's first female senator and went on to serve 6 terms, the longest of any woman in Senate history, has died. She was 90. Some heated moments on Capitol Hill when Congressman Matt Gaetz clashed with Speaker Kevin McCarthy in a closed-door meeting regarding the government shutdown. As that shutdown looms, people are watching flights. Congress has until Saturday to come to an agreement to prevent the shutdown. If a deal is not reached, personnel such as air traffic controllers and TSA agents will still be on duty. They're classified as essential workers. The IRS imposing new rules for ticket resellers. An updated form says anyone who made more than $600 reselling tickets on StubHub or Ticketmaster will have to report that money as taxable income. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So scientists are creating a little implant that could be put in one's abdomen, supposed to be smaller than a crayon. Crayon's kind of big, if you ask me, but smaller than that. That is supposed to be a cancer breakthrough. They think it would have the ability to cure cancer in 60 days. These are researchers from 7 states led by Rice University in Houston, Texas. They've developed a 3-inch implantable device that works as both a cancer detection system and a drug administration system. Doctors determine, according to Daily Mail, what drugs a patient needs, then puts that drug in the device, and then the device could release it into the body. They say the Hybrid Advanced Molecular Manufacturing Regulator, or HAMR, is full of sensors that monitor fast mutating cancer cells and adjust the release of immunotherapy drugs based on a patient's response. It's a quote-unquote closed-loop therapy. It's been used when we manage diabetes. We have a glucose monitor that continually talks to your insulin pump. But this really hasn't been done for cancer immunotherapy. Bioengineer Omid Vaisay, principal investigator, says it's revolutionary. They say the new device is one of many new cancer-curing technologies that are being developed. Most recently, a quote-unquote groundbreaking pill was found to eradicate all types of solid tumors in an early study. So immunotherapy is a type of cancer treatment that uses substances made by the body or a lab to kind of help prime the immune system. And then the immune system will hopefully then identify cancer as being bad and fight it a little bit better than it has been. Your body knows how to identify cancer and fight it, but sometimes cancer outsmarts it, sometimes it's sneaky, or sometimes it has grown so much that your body can't handle it. And that's why we need outside medication. But if we could boost your immune system to be a little bit better, or we can work with your immune system, we are finding that to be very successful in a lot of different cancers. Look at former President Jimmy Carter and his melanoma. He's been in hospice for months, and with the grace of God, he's still alive. From what I understand, doing well. And he was a stage 4 melanoma patient. But immunotherapy has been able to do some fantastic things. So they think that this could help people with ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer. Basically, it's you implant this into the abdomen. It has sensors. And it carries sensors to cancer cells. It communicates with a smartphone. And then it will adjust drug dosing. It's called the HAMR cancer treatment. It's interesting. And it'll communicate wirelessly with the smartphone, hence you need a smartphone. And maybe later your Apple Watch, who knows? The implant would enable doctors to react to any changes in the cancer a lot faster than the current system of waiting to get results and devising a new treatment plan. So one thing we do worry about with cancer is what it does to your normal blood cells. It could affect your ability to make blood cells, which is why many people with cancer have anemia. So if we are detecting that your good cells are starting to drop off or you're not making enough of good cells, we aren't waiting till the following week to get those results. We could find out right away. So the team, it isn't out yet. So it's not like we could use it right now. But they say the team recently received funding for a first phase clinical trial of the implant to treat recurrent ovarian cancer. They think that HAMR should only be needed to be in use for about 2 months. And they hope it could cure a patient's cancer within 60 days. Their goal is to have the device in human trials within 5 years. So this is brain surgeons. This could be... Now, brain surgeons developed a device the size of a grain of rice. They hope that could be used. It's 6 millimeters long, implant into the surface of a tumor, releases the drug inside the tumor to shrink or kill it. And it could also deliver multiple pancreatic medications at once. It was trialed on 6 patients with glioblastomas. Glioblastoma killed one of our best men in our wedding, President Joe Biden's son, Beau, Senator John McCain. Glioblastoma is a very, very nasty brain tumor. And so they're trying to figure out what they could do. Well, if they could do a small craniotomy, get in there, put something on the brain tumor like this, that could deliver some pretty direct treatment. The problem is a lot of brain cancer can spread, but some brain cancers will be very localized. And mind you, brain cancer, because of the pressure and the inflammation, you die, you know, because just of where it is. And so if they could shrink it and make it less caustic to the other parts of the brain, it could do a lot. So we'll see. We've been hearing about amazing breakthroughs for years. We get all excited. And unfortunately, we still have family members that are dying of cancer and friends that are dying of cancer, you know, and it's definitely not easy. But we'll keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we gave you breaking news on the show. We told you about Senator Dianne Feinstein, who died at the age of 90. I believe she died yesterday after voting in the Senate. And her staff was told at 9 a.m. today that she had passed. We told you about Tupac Shakur's suspect has been arrested. Now we have some news on the government shutdown. Apparently, the GOP tried to do a funding bill, and we knew that there would be issues, and the continuing resolution CR failed at 198 to 232. All Democrats voted no on the legislation to cut discretionary spending to $1.471 trillion and bolster border security. Legislation, of course, had no chance of passing in the Senate. They're working on their own bipartisan spending bill to put the Saturday deadline to fund the government in fiscal year, you know, and to It would punt till the new year. That's a typo they have there. But I don't think government funding is going to expire Saturday at midnight. I think they're going to work, make sure it doesn't happen. But I'm really confused at how we don't have politicians that are understanding the bipartisan need to stop a lot of the stupid spending and to ensure that we have a strong border. I think Elon Musk went to visit the border. It's been some scary stuff. What happens is the Border Patrol is very limited with what they could use for a wall, so they'll put up razor wire, but then there are parents trying to shove their kids under the razor wire. So then Border Patrol has to come over there and cut the razor wire to let the kids come over. And I think people know that. They go, look, you know, these Americans are really, really sensitive, and they're very understanding and compassionate. So we'll go to where we can, and we'll just try and make it work, and then hopefully somebody will help us. And I think the message right now we're sending is keep coming, because you'll get here one way or another. And, you know, I'm nervous because not only do we have the crisis of families and individuals that don't have medical care, don't have proper nutrition, trying to come to the United States and hoping that we'll feed them, shelter them, clothe them, when we can't even take care of our own veterans and our own homeless population. But you also have elements taking so much advantage. The cartel is salivating at the thought, licking their chops, that they could come right in, wolves in sheep clothing. And we have been told that people have been sneaking over. We've been seeing their guns. We've been seeing we've been seeing pictures of them. We've been seeing them come over onto people's land. And I just don't understand how Democrats and Republicans can't agree that we need to, you know, fund protection of the border, get the border. And I don't understand where Biden is. Scary stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you notice sort of the hype on these injections to lose weight starting to simmer down a little bit, there's been some lawsuits against the companies, and now the FDA has had to add a new side effect warning to the Ozempic label about intestinal blockage, ileus, where your bowels don't move properly. And I think the drugs play a fantastic role in diabetes. And for some individuals, it can decrease their appetite, slow food motility so you feel fuller, and help with weight loss. I just don't think it's the panacea and the golden goose of weight loss that everybody once thought it was. And so you have to be very, very careful when somebody starts it. So the latest news is there were, I believe, two patients, I think, who might have started lawsuits on GI effects that they had. And 33 Ozempic patients this year have reported experiencing ileus. So how these drugs work is they, semaglutide, Ozempic, which is also Wegovy, the weight loss FDA-approved drug, the only one in that class, is a GLP-1 hormone. Basically, it improves satiety, makes you full, can allow more sugar to be properly absorbed, so it's less, because the whole purpose of these drugs originally were to decrease sugar in the bloodstream. So if they slow down the way things are being transited, then it allows the body to break down the sugar more, absorb it, get it out of the bloodstream, because sugar in the bloodstream causes bad, bad things. And they found, wow, people are losing weight. They're not wanting to eat more sugar. Well, you have something that has a nice little side effect where they could also actually be, you know, losing weight. It's going to get marketed. It's marketed now as Wegovy. Same drug. Ozempic's the diabetic drug. Wegovy remarketed for weight loss. But it's been in short supply. It is very, very expensive. Patients are seeking out illegal generic versions. And Ozempic manufacturer Novo Nordisk has actually filed lawsuits for these companies trying to use similar products that are being marketed as what they do. And there's still been this, and when people see these stars become very, very skinny, they're like, they're on the medications. I know they're on the medications. Why had a family member with diabetes try it? They have the GI side effect. They can't take it. And it's because it could cause ileus, intestinal obstructions, blockages that keep food from continuing down the path. If you have an ileus, then part of the intestine can actually lose blood supply and die. Stomach paralysis is another term for it. Some people get constipation, nausea, diarrhea. It can inflame the pancreas. Some patients will have absolutely no problem at all. But it's kind of hard to figure out who would have an issue. Me, having had multiple GI surgeries, I probably would not be a good candidate. I already have enough issue making sure things go the way they need to go. So I wouldn't be able to take it if I was diabetic or wanting to lose weight. So, if for those of you considering it, I've said this before and I'll say it again. Always have plan B. Whenever you start a medication, you always need to ask yourself, well, what happens if I don't get the medication? What is my plan? So, for example, with ADD medication, you'll have kids start the medication. I'll ask the parents, okay, how long do you want your child on this medication for? Oh, just to get through the third grade. What about the fourth grade? What if they have problems with fourth grade? What if they have problems in high school? What if they have problems in college? What if they're trying to get into law school? Now they have to pass the bar. Now they have to be in trial. Do you have an end game? Or do you have a plan? Do you have, you know, how long are they going to be on? You're going to be on it. Same thing with these medications, Ozempic, Mounjaro, Wegovy. If you can't afford the medication because it's $1,000 a month and insurance companies are like, I just can't pay for it, sorry. Or you start to have a side effect. You're going to gain the weight back. What's your plan? And a lot of people don't think about the plan. They just don't. Patients will call into telemedicine, bad, bad infection. They just want an antibiotic. And I go, if this doesn't work, do you have a plan? Where's your nearest urgent care? Are you going to see a doctor? I'll worry about it then. No. You need to have a plan now with birth control. These teenagers will come in asking for birth control. And I'm like, okay, we'll go ahead and prescribe it. But what happens if it doesn't work and you get pregnant? Oh, I don't need to think about that now. Actually, you do. you're about to take birth control to try to prevent pregnancy. I'm assuming you're going to want to have sex before it's working. Well, how long does it take to work? For some people, it could take a month or two. Do you have a plan? And if you do get pregnant, well, if I get pregnant, I'll just have an abortion. Well, you really need to think this through. If you're going to be using birth control, what's your plan so you don't get an STI? You mean I have to use condoms also? Yes. You're going to be on birth control to help stop your ovulation and prevent your progesterone buildup in the uterus. But if he's not going to use a condom, he could give you anything. What's your plan? So you need to have a plan. And these medications, I've known some patients to lose a lot of weight, 50 pounds. They're excited. They're happy. All right. What happens if your insurance changes with your job and they don't cover it? What are you going to do? Oh, I don't know. You better have a plan because that weight is going to come right back. So, you know, we don't have a lot of options. We have in medicine some fantastic medications. But we don't have a lot of them, even with cancer medications. Sometimes we put all our hopes into the one medication. And I think people need to realize that we don't have enough options in what they think they want. And we might have to look at other options. With weight loss, you're still going to have to hit the gym. You might still have to do Weight Watchers. If the medicines are working on you because you're not wanting to eat that much, you can't just starve yourself. You're going to have smaller meals. These people that get gastric sleeves where part of the stomach is removed so they don't have to have the Roux and Y and the bypass like we used to do gastric bypasses, or they used to have the ring or the gastric ring. The problem with that is the people would have problems with the ring. The body would try to reject it, other issues. But how these weight loss surgeries work is they make you want to eat less. That's kind of how weight loss works. You take in less calories. You burn up a lot of calories. You got to get your metabolism up by increasing your muscle. You got to use your muscles. You got to build them. And you make good food choices. A 200-calorie soda pop does not equate to a 200-calorie salad. Your body is going to metabolize those calories much differently. And if your body detects you're eating fake food, you're going to gain weight. Your body does not like fake food. Once your body realizes the food you're eating is fake, it's going to hold on to everything. I personally think diet soda makes people fat. Because when the body realizes it's not real sugar and it's fake, it's going to hold on to whatever real nutrients and food you have and fat. Because they're like, we're only getting fake food. I can't live on this. So if you want to improve your metabolism, eat real food. Eat healthy food and not a lot of the fake preserved food. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.